In election news, following conspiracies on steroids in the 2020 presidential race, as a formidable swing state, Wisconsin is now gearing up for 2024. With that, a new chapter of the group called Keep Our Republic launched here this week. It's a bipartisan advisory council designed to build trust, respect, and confidence in the Wisconsin election system. Members in Wisconsin include former Democratic Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton, former Representative David Bowen, a Milwaukee Democrat, and former Governor Tommy Thompson. Director of the Wisconsin Keep Our Republic is former Republican State Senator and longtime county election clerk Kathy Bernier. She joins us now from Chippewa Falls, and thanks very much for being here.
You're very welcome. It's my pleasure.
So how do you build trust, respect, and confidence in the Wisconsin election administration and system?
Well, it starts with education and building knowledge among the average electorate. And so that is our mission, to go around the state and educate individuals and community leaders on how the election system works, where the checks and balances are, and the confidence that they can hold that everything in the state of Wisconsin is backed up on paper.
Why did you feel it was important to not just join this group, but now be its director in Wisconsin?
As you know, I was a vocal critic of people who questioned the election officials and the electoral system. And a friend of a friend contacted me to ask me if I would consult and advise Keep Our Republic. I looked into their mission. I spoke with the executive director, and I thought this was a really good fit for me. And so we are just off and running.
So what do your fellow Republicans across Wisconsin think about this group?
Well, nothing different than they thought about me. They appreciated my honesty and my openness. And this is truly a bipartisan group, and it's not just me. I really want to do, you know, give kudos to my advisory council. When I contacted Democrats and Republicans asking them to serve on this advisory council, they were eager. And both Democrats and Republicans have questions about our electoral system in general, that election denial is not unique to January 6th people. It's gone on since clearly 2016. And everyone wants to dig in and say, once all eligible voters have voted, once the votes have been cast, once they've been counted, we all need to respect and accept the election results.
As you noted just a bit ago, you pushed back on these conspiracies in the 2020 election. What in your mind was the most egregious of those?
I think there were so many things. I think the individuals that came to the Capitol and the individuals calling to decertify the election and for the, you know, the blazing gun that they found, the smoking gun, that this was an issue and that was an issue. And in fact, all they needed to do is to go to an election official, ask them questions about the information that they think they have, or the Wisconsin Election Commission, and get the factual information behind what they were saying. That was the most frustrating thing, is they weren't eager to find out the facts and the truth. They were just going to disseminate misinformation. It was very frustrating.
How do you expect to educate people across the state of Wisconsin about how elections work in Wisconsin?
Well, one of the first things I had to do in the first 2 months that I've served in for Keep Our Republic is set up an advisory council. And then I had to create a plan. So Pennsylvania, Michigan are also creating plans on how to educate their public. In Wisconsin, local government is very important to our communities and to the voters of the state of Wisconsin. So the first thing I did is create a plan that involved county clerks, poll workers, municipal clerks, and others within the community to come together. And once we have the conversation, educate each other on the electoral system, then they can then disseminate factual information to the voters.
With just about a minute left, as former President Donald Trump winds into his reelection campaign, what are your concerns for Wisconsin?
My concerns are always the same personally. Keep Our Republic doesn't care who's on the ballot. We are bipartisan and nonpartisan. And so whoever's on the ballot, here's what we plan to do. But it doesn't really concern me who's on the ballot. If, you know, Donald Trump has his legal issues, if Joe Biden or his family have their legal issues, good. That is what our media and our justice system is supposed to do. What we need to do is just listen and watch and learn from all of the candidates running for office, Democrat and Republican, and we want honesty and integrity in the information you give us. It's that simple.
All right. We leave it there. Kathy Bernier, thanks so much.
Thank you.